Blackstone Publishing presents The Absinthe Earl by Sharon Lynn Fisher. This book is read by Alison McKenna and Alan Smith.
Many times man lives and dies between his two eternities, that of race and that of soul, and ancient Ireland knew it all. Whether man dies in his bed or the rifle knocks him dead, a brief parting from those dear is the worst man has to fear. Though gravediggers' toil is long, sharp their spades, their muscles strong, they but thrust their buried men back in the human mind again. William Butler Yeats, Under Ben Bulben. Prologue. Fragment of the Book of Diarmid, author unknown. A.D. 882. Diarmid Ua Duvne was the most renowned warrior of the Tuatha De Danann of Ireland. There lived no fiercer fighter, and his sword, Great Fury, was the terror of his enemies. His birth date is not known, but his mortal life spanned centuries. While Diarmid lived for battle, most of his trouble stemmed not from his perilous vocation, but from his propensity for falling in love. And, in fact, his decision to run away with the promised wife of his chief, Finn McCool, led to his exile from the Danann and eventually caused his death. After his death, Diarmid lived as an immortal in faery, and sometimes even walked the green hills of Ireland, appearing as no more than a shadow except to his own kind and to the fairy seers among the Irish people. During this time, he suffered his most potent love dart, and as a result of that fated event, for reasons known only to him and to the object of his love, he conspired with the last living druid to cast a spell that exiled all the races of faery from Ireland. The spell came to be called Diarmid's Seal.
Fog and Spirits. You must suffer me to go my own dark way. Robert Louis Stevenson. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Ada. Dublin, 1882. Tendrils of fog, thick and viscous, wended in off the moor on the edge of that midwinter night. I suppose that in Ireland...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?